Good morning. This is Local Splash. My name is Albert. How can I help you?
Yes, hi. Good morning. My name is Gerard Alsu. I have an account with you guys under Family Heating and Cooling. And I was on my account today, and I haven't given Google any information about my credit card. And it seems like there's charges on my account. I don't know why, but I got two charges on my account from Google. So I don't know if that's you guys or if it's Google.
I'm looking at it here. The charge that was paid to us last month. We don't have any charges today. So it was someone else.
All right. So how did Google get my information for my credit card? That's what I'm trying to find out, because they have charges on my account. Do you have nothing to do with that?
No, sir. Account.
Okay.
We don't handle any of that for you.
All right. How do I get in touch with Google? I could just contact my bank, I guess.
Yes, that would be much, much better.
Yeah. All right. I have another question for you. I had this past weekend, I got two appointments, I think it was, through Google. And then I got another two appointments from a phone number from 702, I think it was, Las Vegas area code. And when I tried to contact those appointments, they were bogus. And I don't understand who is sending me these. I get my appointments through you guys, and it says it's through Splash, and then I get other appointments through just a phone number that's text to me. It's a 702 area code. Is there any chance you can look that up now?
702? Let me just see.
I think it's a Las Vegas area code. I looked it up.
I see. Well, what I can do is I can send you the password and username for the dashboard. You can actually look at the call information on there. You can also filter out calls or block calls if you don't want to.
It didn't come from you guys. It came from the 702 number, and it says it's Splash. And then when I called it, it was bogus. It's not you. It's another phone number that they're calling me and giving me appointments. It's a Las Vegas area code. Do you have anything to do with that?
Let me check on that. What day did you receive that call?
It was this past weekend. I think I got it on Saturday.
1 second.
Uh-huh.
No, sir. It wasn't us. I looked here at the notes on the account, and if it were us,
right,
we would have looked.
All right. Well, somebody's playing games, because the same time that I get appointments with you, I get another appointment from that 702 number. It's another company. I know it is, that's trying to get my business, because I recognize the phone number. It's another company that's doing the same thing that you do.
That's most likely what's going on. What I would do is I would just block that number or tell them not to contact
you. I was just making sure it wasn't you. I wanted to make sure it wasn't you first.
No, it's not us. If it's us, we always leave you a text message or a voicemail or even send you an email.
All right. Okay, so the one that you sent me, can you tell me which ones that I got from you so I know who it is?
The phone calls that show up when we call?
The last appointment that I got from Google. From Splash.
Oh, okay. Let me see.
Because I got one, it was like 2-3 hours away. And I didn't know if that was the one that you guys sent me or not.
One second. I'm trying to see if I can find the information on your dashboard.
I appreciate it.
No problem.
Is there a separate number that you could call Google?
Like Google directly?
Yeah, there's no number, right?
I believe they contact you. Let me just see.
I'd like to know how they get my information and then charge my account. I never gave Google any information on my card, and they're charging me. I don't know how that happened.
I'm not too sure. I think you have to go to their support page, which is support.google.com.
That's for Google?
Yes.
Okay, what about the appointment that was sent to me? Did you see which one was the last one that was sent to me?
1 second.
Mm-hmm. Did you just send me that?
I sent the client username for the dashboard where you can check those things. I'm trying to check it myself, but it seems like you set up a password. I reset it, and I'm gonna.
I didn't set up a password
for the dashboard, our client dashboard.
No. That's the same one that you guys gave me.
Ah, that's strange. Okay, I'll go ahead and reset that. 1 second.
That was the guy that didn't speak English.
Okay, I'm trying to find the leads on your dashboard, but I'm having
This is the one that I got. That's the one I got. I already contacted that guy, and he didn't speak any English. So that he was supposed to get back to me when somebody spoke English. He had no English at all. But the password was, I think it was my phone number. That was to sign in. It's my phone number.
Correct. I'm going to send that to you, but I need to log into your account to be able to look at the leads. Would you mind, is this going to take me a little bit because I have to go to the office and review this with the team? Would you mind if I give you a call in like about 5 or 10 minutes?
Okay. My password isn't changed though. It's still the same, right? I could still log into it, right?
Yeah, you can log into it. I actually sent you the password to your email right now. I just got to ask the team to review the leads.
The password is sent to me? I didn't get that. My email. All right. All right. Thank you.
No problem. Bye.